Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Alright, but we're not talking about fucking. We're not talking about the flesh. We are talking about mental penetration, soulful stimulations, and those emotional sensations. Because latex does not begin nor end with safe sex. And everybody knows that wordplay is foreplay. Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's Dijon back at it with another one. This episode is called The Talk. So, if you, like I said, you know me, I always like to flip things on its head. Sex. What is it? It is the giving and receiving of energy. So, on a daily basis, we engage in sex. We are giving energy and we are receiving energy. There is masculine energy and there is feminine energy. And it's not bound to the constructs that we are used to. So, let's begin. When I say it's not bound by the constructs that we were talking about, sex has been around since the beginning of time, right? What came first, the man or the baby or whatever? Or how were we created and all these kind of things? Now, if you think about it, or if you didn't know, most societies or cultures don't have such a taboo placed on sex as we do. Sex hasn't always been something dirty. Most people understand that it's an energy thing more than just a physical thing. Now, if you look at, and I'm going to put this, Western society or even a Eurocentric one, those who kind of started putting more faith in, or more faith into religion are the ones who kind of misconstrued things. So, remember that the Dark Ages wasn't dark for the whole entire world. It was dark for Europe. Most of the ancient societies have this kind of belief. And again, if you want, they're like, when I drop these on you, I want y'all to do your own research so you could go back and find it. Excuse my voice. I am just waking up. So I kind of got that groggy thing. That groggy sound to my voice. I've been wanting to drop this episode. This is one of the ones I got excited about. But considering how to put this out, is why I didn't drop it. Like I said, I'm not going to put it. If I don't feel it, I'm not putting anything out. So I had to remember to focus on the intent versus like the perception. So hopefully y'all stick with me. But again, sex hasn't always been the bad thing. And if we're talking about it in a sense of giving and receiving energy, who are you doing this for and what are you getting it for? I'm like, who are you engaging in sex with? That's why I wanted to call this a talk. So on this one, we're not talking about the birds and the bees, but still, you know that somebody's spirit will get you weak in the knees. All right. This is what this is about. Excuse me for the slip up. Like I said, I'm trying to get over this voice thing. All right. If I wanted to start with something, I got this. This wasn't my original thought. I was listening to an Ash Cash podcast. I think it's the Vote, but I was looking at it on YouTube. Somehow it randomly came on. And I listen, I don't remember her name, but if you go back, if I can remember it, I'm probably not gonna put it in the show notes or nothing like this. But she said something very compelling. She said, what entertains you trains you. So be careful what you watch. Be careful what you do for your leisure time. Again, be careful what you give your energy to and where you receive your energy from. So those who watch The Housewives of Hollywood, reality TV shows, mind-numbing stuff that doesn't build into you, it has a major effect on you. So you choose, and again, I'm going to keep throwing this word out there loosely, not loosely, but it's with intent. So you're having sex with everything. I like the way that sounds. So I wanted to do this one. Be careful, because again, if what entertains you trains you, what you're choosing to receive, is it helping you or is it tearing you down? Is it numbing you? Is it helping you build? What you should be using your energy from, what you should be having sex 4 is to find your energy. You use your energy to find your energy, lowercase that is, to be humble, to find your inner God, because we walk with purpose, or at least we should be. In one of the episodes, I told you that it's a strange thing that, or a strange concept that people say that you have, that they found God when God has never left, depending on what you believe in. And that's part of this episode for you too. Cause somebody asked me about a week ago, shout out to my boy Malik, this one was dedicated to him. I wanted to do this before that anyway, but he kind of got this episode to come into play, which was, he asked me, what do I believe in? I believe in energy. Now, this is a concept I can't always put into clear terms, but what do I mean? If you understand the concept of energy as well, which is, it doesn't get destroyed, it gets transferred. It can transform, but it doesn't get destroyed. And it's constantly around us, it's constantly, I don't want to say the word evolving or anything like that, but it's in the form of creation. Even when we look at inanimate objects, I probably should start it here. Even when we look at inanimate objects, all they are is energy put into us, like a state. When we look at the structures, the infrastructure that we built as a society, those are energy in its form. Is it its final form? Technically, not really. Because even if we look at matter within it, you look at a building can be destroyed. You look at a rock and they say it's not living, it's not. You wouldn't think of it in the terms of energy, but it is. Because if I take a sledgehammer and provide more energy, I could transform that rock into something else. Then if I apply heat or if I apply chemicals, I could even transform it again, but it never dies, it never goes nowhere. It's energy. Energy only transforms and keeps going. When we were talking about karma, karma's energy. It's the good, it's the bad, or not, it's good or it's negative, it's positive or it's negative. But that's not the same constructs and connotations that we're talking about. Energy doesn't live, so I believe in energy because it has the power to create, it has the power to destroy. When we think of sex in a physical term, we're creating, hopefully, we're a species that actually doesn't procreate just to create life. But that's ultimately what we're talking about when you're having it. Somebody said, I was also, again, talking to Malik. I should have probably brought him on this episode. But he's like, fam, I want to talk about energy too, but I don't know how to define it. Yes, you do. There's those times where if we look at it in the sense of, I give this example. How many of you guys have talked to somebody and you guys laughed and joked, and then the minute that person left, you got a bad vibe from them? You were engaged in the moment, and even, again, you guys were giving and receiving, engaging in sex, and at the end of it, something wasn't right. I use the term, something in the milk ain't clean. Or, dudes know this for sure, I don't really talk to women about this like this. Not, I don't know why, I should start asking questions, same questions. But I did have a very interesting one the other day, but I digress. Which I always tell dudes, that when a woman walks by, there are some women you just walk, you see them, oh, she's pretty, she's attractive, all right, let her walk by. There's this magnetic pull that you can't explain. It is something that is, you, again, you're magnetized by their essence and their presence. Now, the engagement of sex, or what you choose to give and receive your energy to. I got this one from The Way of a Superior Man, and this is why I say that safe sex doesn't begin nor end with latex. In The Way of a Superior Man, I can't think of the author's name, he dropped the jewel. Men aren't good at knowing how to define or explain the energy in which they're in, because women have their palate, or their, like when I said that emotions are like, you know, like a paintbrush. They are able to express their colors in different ways. They're also able to label them in different ways. That's a better way of saying it. So for men, the minute that we see a woman and we think that we're attracted to them, something brings us to them, we think sex in a physical form. We don't think like, oh, engage for, let me get the understanding, let me see what's behind the pretty face. No, we just, okay, I'm fucking. I'm about to dog, right? That's what. So because you don't know how to engage, you end up going for the wrong matters when that's not what you wanted. So when I say that you should be using your energy to find your energy, and this goes for both of them, doesn't matter man or woman, again, energy is not masculine. It is masculine and feminine, but it's not by the construct. Just because you're a woman, it doesn't mean you only have feminine energy. Just because you're a man, you don't have all masculine energy. You have both of them. You have the ability to receive, and you have the ability to give. You have the ability to create. You have the ability to destroy. So finding your energy, developing this, finding the inner God, lowercase g, let's be humble. But you have the power to create. For the men, I always tell them to express. Like, you need to learn. You have to go back and raise your emotional IQ. Women do too. A lot of us do at this point. Because remember that anger is not really a first-hand emotion. It's second-hand. Some of us lie to ourselves on a daily basis. We deny ourselves the beauty of our energy. Just as somebody denies himself of expressing himself sexually in a physical form. That's why I like this term, and I like this because the analogies are actually very comparable to how people treat themselves. Because some people feel dirty. When people have an emotional state that they don't want, whether they're sad, depressed, angry, they treat it as if it's dirty. They don't allow themselves to express themselves. They think that they will be judged. Right? They think that nobody will understand them. Based on this, raise your emotional IQ. Have compassion for self. I'm going to repeat that again. Have compassion for self. Now, I'm in my 30s, and I had another conversation with one of my mentors in the gym. And he looks young. And he was talking about how some people don't believe that he's in his 30s. They believe he's in his 20s. I know I get early 20s to mid-20s a lot. And again, that must not be just because of my height, so my stature. Y'all don't know if you can tell, I'm short. You know, and this one I'm recording a video, but most of you guys are gonna hear audio first. And again, I know a good amount of people to listen to, which is fun. But we were talking about it, and I was like, dude, I think it's laughter. I may have said this on more than one. I think it's because I'm able to laugh at myself. And I also look at the world. I find humor in everything. Like, I'm the type of person who laughs at a funeral. But my laughter and being able to laugh at myself also helps me because it reminds me, like, not to take things too serious. I take myself serious enough to try and want to be myself and want to carry on and stuff like that. But I have compassion for myself. At times, I'm also hard on myself. But compassion for self, you're going to make a mistake. You should be making mistakes. You weren't born with the tools to make everything work right away. You didn't just learn how to ride a bike. You just didn't learn how to tie your shoes. Remember, ABCs were not easy. Like, I got a five-year-old. I know dudes that still struggle. Like, grown-ups that still struggle on that elemental peep, that be killing people. If you say it fast enough, yeah, you gonna mumble those words. Compassion. You're still learning. You're still growing. You're still evolving. Use your energy to help build. The thought process that you're giving, remember, like, some people don't get this too. Let me start there. Some people don't get how strong the mind is. And also, how, I'm not going to use the word fragile, but how irrational the mind is. Because we like to look at ourselves as rational, stable creatures. Yes, and wrong. Because one thing that the mind does not have the ability to do sometimes is differentiate a thought, an experience from the past, from the present. Because if you think and you believe something holy, like this happens to traumatic peoples, traumatic people, and also yourself at times, if you keep reliving something, your mind will go and your mind will create it to where your body goes into the physiological state. So if you remember the first time that you met somebody that you liked, loved, or had a crush on, your heart may begin to flutter and begin to beat at a rapid pace that you may begin to sweat. If you remember that time that you may have had a test that you weren't ready for and you remember that anxious feeling, or you remember being anxious before having to give a speech, you're going to create the physiological signs. Your palms may start sweating. So the mind is kind of irrational. And you don't have the ability at all times, like, depending on how deep and intense that the thought is, you may, like I said, you may be triggered so much that you're not able to make a coherent statement. That's for the traumatic people. So again, compassion for self, raising your emotional IQ, all help with this. Because laugh at yourself. Use your energy to, you know what I'm saying? Use that, this spiritual and emotional libido, right? To build with yourself, to make yourself better, to understand yourself. Know your inner self. Attunement. Mind-body connection. That's what that leads into. Meditation is one of the, I think, like a meditation, actually martial arts. Weightlifting are all ways that you can attune yourself. Knowing who your inner state is, knowing who your inner being is, knowing who you are, knowing knowledge of self, literally. Knowing the ledge and the edge of your internal being helps you find your energy, using your sex to find out who you are, the giving and the receiving of who you are, that attunement. And what do I mean by that? So for my weightlifters, everybody knows, who's really been in the game for long enough, that's what it's about. Let me see how far I can push my body. Let me see how far I can push my mental state. Let me drag myself in here when I don't want to be. Let me go for it. It doesn't start in the day. The meditation, I don't have it down yet. But there's that sense of, one, drowning out the thoughts and being present. Feeling myself in terms of spatial, with like not proximity in what's just close to me, but my placement in the world. Breathing, feeling breath go through my whole body, feeling it in my toes, feeling it on the inside of my fingertips, feeling it and then watching it exhale. Being connected to not just who I am, not to just my culture, but to everything. Martial arts is that disobedience. Is like I said, if you look at, again, that's physical sex. It's the giving of receiving of energy. Again, sex isn't dirty. Drop that taboo of what it is. But if you think about martial arts and how it flows, the giving and receiving, because you could take somebody's energy, somebody's punch, you can either grab it, take it, and flip them and use their own energy on themselves, or you could take it, transform it, and then put, like, it, that's what it is. It's like a tangle. It's a two-step. It's a dancing. Dancing is another way that we do it on a kinetic level, too. That isn't dirty yet. Because oh, my God. Shout out to the Bay. Could drop it to the clap plate on one of my playlists and somebody listen to it. I got to go up on a tangent. Drop it to the clap. May, like, that's one of, like, a cult classic turn-up song for a certain amount of time. But I just remember putting girls on tables, you know what I'm saying? Like, or the dudes who used to put them on the floor, but dancing. But this attunement, knowing who your body is. And again, if I relate it to the physical act of sex, there are some women, because dudes have that thing, like, you know, dudes explore with a dick. Like, let's talk about that. Like, you know, we'll go out in the mirror, we butt naked, we gonna look at ourselves, pose, and be like, I see you, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, right? I don't give a fuck. Big, small, whatever, you gonna do that. And the thing is, most dudes have done it where they done tucked it, right? Okay, but we explore. The minute that thing gets hard, again, not knowing who we are, we be like, if it gets hard when we look at a woman, we gonna, well, I love you. But we gonna touch it, we gonna play with it, twirl it, we gonna do whatever we can. I spoke to women who, won't touch themselves. They're not making the mind-body connection. They don't know that it's okay to explore themselves, whether we're talking about internally or the physical. It's a societal thing now, especially for our society, where we don't know that it's okay to explore our internal self because we're afraid to find out who we are. Because if it's not who we think we are, we may not like who we've become over the years. But that's the accountability effect. You're not knowing and realizing that once you find it, let's use our energy to become the person that we want to be, who we would like to be, who our ideal self is, despite the trauma, despite the pain, despite the fact that maybe somebody told you you couldn't. Attunement, empathy, self-love, I preached that on the other ones, so you know what it is. This attunement, compassion for self, the emotional IQ, leads up for yourself first, so that way you can have empathy for others. Because you want to know what's strong? Today's time, we congratulate and we glorify the fact of not needing somebody. People misuse the word independent, or they don't know that you could be self-reliant, but yet still be interdependent. You could be independent, and you could be interdependent. We need interdependency. Interdependency. Let me make sure that you heard that. Interdependency is what's going to get us to move forward as a group of people in society. Empathy is how we do it. I can't be mad, and I can't shame nobody. I can't blame nobody for where I meet them at right now in the current place. I don't know their background story. Now, what I can do is hold somebody else somewhat of accountable for accountability for not holding themselves accountable. But I need that empathy, because some people don't understand what they do. And when I was talking about the safe sex part of it, this is kind of what goes into it. Because we got people that will drain you, just like we have people that will burn you in sex. We have people that don't know they're bad at sex, in both senses of the word, on a physical level and on the emotional level and on the spiritual level and on the mental level. People don't get that they're bad at it at times. Empathy allows you to sit there and go, hey, I feel for you. I encourage you to work on this. Please. Your attunement to yourself and your compassion for yourself and your self-love and your emotional IQ allows yourself to go put up those boundaries that say, hey, person on the other end who's either receiving or giving, or getting this loving, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Who's either giving or receiving this G-thing? This doesn't work for me. But if you want to keep engaging, the empathy kicks in. Hey, I need you to do this or something like that. I'm in a personal training field, and I knew this before this. I'm empathic. I feel for you, I feel with you, and I try to see it through your eyes, because I like that. I want your perspective as much as possible, because it's not mine. I'm stuck with mine. People often be like, when they got to hear me and I get to give them more of the tough version, you guys are getting my like teacher educated voice to code switch voice. But when I mess with you, you know I'm tougher on you, because I love you. I want to see you be the best you that you could be. So my tone switches up and is, but I want to see it from your perspective, because at the end of the day, I don't know how we got here, but I want to know. I want to know how we could get to where you want to go though. Because this is cool. But even though I may procrastinate at times and I may kind of straddle and beat around the bush sometimes, man, I'm still a man on a mission. You came into my presence. So hopefully you are too. If life is a movie, maybe this is just a cameo, or maybe you actually got a co-lead. But due to that nature, I can't let you drain me. I don't want to drain you. I want to pour into your cup. But I've noticed sometimes that people don't even know that they got a hole in their cup. It's almost like that trick cup. People don't ever know that they're draining you. A friend, one of my partners, man, I can't think of his name. I gotta get his name again. He was at the gym and he said before, sometimes before he engages in a conversation like a phone call, he'll ask, is this something that's gonna drain me, or is this something that's gonna help me? That's boundaries. That's self-love, but that's also love for the other person. Because I want to be there for you. I want to have empathy for you. But right now I'm in a place that I'm not going to be able to give that to you. I'm not going to be able to fully empathize with you right now, because I'm doing something that I need to do for myself. That's sex in one of its best shapes and forms. Because I'm going to give you all that I got. In the physical form, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you dick that I didn't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, but on the spiritual, the emotional, the soulful side, hey, I want to be here for you. I want you to get this love, and I want you to receive, and I want you to give me all that you can so we can connect. But at the same time, I need you to know that if it's going to drain me, I ain't got it for you today, or I ain't got it right now. Come back at me when I do. So I have empathy for you, so other people. That leads into just knowledge and experiences, progression. These are all the things that are going to help us, again, use our energy to find our energy. Use experiences you know. Do not sleep on your common sense, because your common sense isn't common to everybody. Experiences shape, experiences add depth. But when you're having those experiences, you engage with people. You guys are having a spiritual fucking. I want y'all to have the, look at it from their perspective. See the world through their eyes. Don't just come up with yours. And learn from them as much as you can. Receive from them. For men, this may be a hard concept. You're not going to always be the giver. You have to take some of this. Knowledge. Using your intelligence and making it applicable. In order to use your experiences, to use your knowledge, to create social boundaries so you can engage in pleasurable, meaningful sex. Because we out here just free fucking sometimes, and we got to stop doing that. And I know I keep saying this word, because this shit is funny to me. Like when I drop the video, you're going to see I keep smiling. This is like, can I get to say this word? But it's not dirty. You know what I'm saying? Sex isn't dirty. Let's drop the taboo. Let's get back to what it is. Let's create. Because if not, ultimately we're destroying. Or it's kind of like using a rubber. You know what I'm saying? You're just busting for the fuck. You know, fucking for sport. But we're living a life of meaning and purpose these days, right? Hopefully. Finding yourself. Finding who you are. Trying to make this world a better place. Using the one drop. Being the change that you want to be. So if we're going to engage in sex, which we're doing, no matter what you think you're doing, you might as well have intent and purpose behind it. You might as well be trying to create. Creating a better place, creating a better you, and creating a better experience for others. Because you're up now. You're not next, and you're not a has-been. If you're listening, you're up now. This has been OTR. Off the rip. Like, follow, subscribe, turn on your notifications. Love y'all. Let's practice safe sex.